Hello again, everyone, and welcome to the July 1992 edition of An Audio View.
To conclude this month's Audio View, a bit of wisdom from academia, not of the socialist variety where the last vestige of Marxism resides, along with Cuba and China. No, we recorded Dr. Samuel Blumenfeld, who became a pioneer in homeschooling after he saw the failures of our education system. For him, it's very clear what caused the Los Angeles riots.
Many people are curious as to why the Los Angeles riots occurred, and of course we've had many theories. They all blame the frustration and the anger on the Bush administration or other factors that supposedly caused the riots. I believe that probably the most compelling cause is the miseducation of the young people in the inner cities. Half of the children who attend the public schools in the inner cities emerge as functional illiterates. Now, functional illiteracy has a very, very high, you might say, frustration rate. As a matter of fact, studies have shown reading failure is probably the most significant factor in the forms of delinquency which can be described as antisocially aggressive. Assault, arson, sadistic acts directed against peers and siblings, major vandalism, etc. All of this has been well proven through a variety of studies, particularly a study recently done by Michael Bruner at the National Institute of Justice. And he brought together all of these different studies related to reading failure and delinquency. Now, you know, we know that 700,000 graduating seniors can't read. Now, that's an incredible situation where the public schools actually create young people, send them out into the world without any employable skills. Now, why do we have an underclass? Because the public schools have robbed these youngsters of the ability to use their minds to develop employable skills. The teaching methods create a level of frustration that leads to antisocial delinquent behavior. Now, these teaching methods were devised by the world's leading behavioral psychologists. They have been studying the brain and human behavior for 100 years, and they know how to artificially induce behavioral disorganization. And that is why the public school has become the most dangerous psych lab in the country, particularly in the first three grades, where the greatest damage is done to the children. So now you have every functional illiterate that emerges from the public school is like a walking time bomb. And in Los Angeles, these functional illiterates seem to have organized into gangs. And so you have 10,000 functional illiterates, 10,000 walking time bombs, organizing themselves in a manner that not only causes terror throughout their neighborhood, but also is liable to cause a social explosion. The kind that we saw in Los Angeles. So I believe that there is a way to solve this problem. That is to give these youngsters a good education, not miseducation. And I'm afraid the public schools are not going to be able to do it because they're committed to these methods that are creating functional illiteracy. And I don't know how we're going to get the public schools to change. The powers that be represents an establishment that wants what it has in the public schools. There are all sorts of reform movements, but they don't seem to respond to anything. And we're not really getting down to the basics. For example, the current method being used to teach children to read in American schools is called whole language. And whole language is simply a form of deconstructionism. That is a new form of looking at language and looking at spoken language and written language. Now, can you imagine using deconstructionism in a primary classroom as a means of teaching children to read? What you get are children who can't read, who become inaccurate readers, who guess at words, who skip words, who make up words, and that doesn't create an efficient individual who can then make his way into our high-tech economy. So we're dealing with a situation that requires us to look into the schools. Nobody bothers to ask, how are they teaching? What are they doing in the schools that are producing this product? And until we do so, we're not going to be able to solve the kind of problems that arose in Los Angeles.
An audio view is distributed monthly and is available for $29.90 per year, which includes shipping and handling. To order an audio view, write An Audio View, Box 6, Springfield, Virginia, 22150, or call 703-569-3200.